This is WKSU News. I'm Kabir Bhatia. Ohio businesses continue to reopen this week, and you've still got questions about how coronavirus will affect everything from your pets to homeless people. Now, Sarah Taylor joins me from the WKSU newsroom to answer those questions and more in this week's edition of Oh Really. This week, we have two questions about pets, specifically cats and dogs.
Our furry friends have probably been wondering why we're home so much these days.
And I know our dog is thrilled, but I'm hearing that cats need their personal space back.
Well, we actually got a question from an anonymous listener who wants to know if pets can transmit the coronavirus.
I've seen experts say they can and they can't and back again. Dr. Erica Sobolewski at Summit County Public Health says it's too soon to know for sure.
I know they're still working on it. There have been a few animals, I believe, and cats in particular, who they've tested positive for COVID-19 with very minimal type of symptoms. But again, another thing that is yet to really be seen.
Listener Denise Parker from Sunbury has been observing changes in her dog's behavior. She says Higgins seems depressed because he can't make the therapy visits he usually does to residents at the inn at Walnut Trail.
Each Wednesday afternoon when we arrived, residents would be waiting in the lobby to greet us. The residents miss him and the feeling is mutual. At least he can still play with his friends at doggy daycare a couple of days a week.
She even sent a photo of the golden doodle. But anyway, I asked Dr. Leanne Lilly about this. She's a professor of behavioral medicine with the Ohio State University College of Veterinary Medicine.
We don't have a DSM for cats and dogs, so we don't necessarily recognize depression as a clinical syndrome in them. That said, it is an emotional state and a mental state that we do actually assign to pets depending on how they are interacting with and responding to the world around them. The first rule when there's a behavior change, even when we feel like we can pinpoint a change from the outside that makes it make sense, is to make sure that there isn't anything medical going on. You know, decreased energy, decreased enjoyment in things can also be a sign of pain or illness. And then if there are other things that your pet likes to do, if that all checks out, then trying to increase either the duration or the frequency or the number of those things that are available. And that can be hard given the limitations of social and physical distancing, but certainly there are usually other things that dogs like to do besides just that one thing.
Our next question is from John Duckworth of Coventry Township. He wants to know,
with all the traffic being down during the shutdown season we've got going on, I'm wondering how the panhandlers are making up. You know, the ones that are at the ends of freeway exits and things like that. Actually, I go by the Route 76 entrance to the freeway, and although I'm not getting off there, I can see them standing in the median with the signs and all that. I would always keep dollar coins in my little change compartment. It seems it's always windy when I'm traveling like that. I might be three cars away from the traffic light. I see him stop there. I'll roll down my window and I'll give him a dollar or two. I'm afraid the paper money might end up blowing away.
I spoke with Marquetta Boddy, manager of Summit County's Continuum of Care, about services for homeless people.
I feel like people that are panhandling, most of them are still outside. All we do is we try to go out and educate them and let them know the resources that are available to them. We do recommend that everyone go into shelters that is outside. We can provide you a meal within the shelter. We have housing opportunities for those people who don't have anywhere to stay currently. But if you're going to be outside and you choose not to go in, we recommend that you go over to our street outreach center. We can provide you some sanitation products so that you can stay safe and stay clean. You can get a shower, wash clothes, different things of that nature.
Up next, we received an anonymous question about exposure to COVID-19, wondering whether the greater your exposure, the greater your symptoms.
Summit County Public Health answered this for us. Here's Dr. Erica Sobolewski.
The degree of your symptoms doesn't necessarily correlate with exposure, because certainly in some people, they're asymptomatic versus those who have very minor symptoms to those who end up in the hospital and on a ventilator. There's really still a lot unknown about that.
Finally this week, in Wayne County, Carolyn Robinson wants to know why her county has such a high per capita infection rate. I asked the health commissioner, Nicholas Cascarelli, for his thoughts.
I think early on, yes, the nursing homes. We've had a couple documented outbreaks that certainly contributed to that. And they still are obviously a considerable portion of it. Perhaps, you know, we are a bedroom community for a lot of metro areas, too, which accounts, you know, a lot of motion and movement back and forth. This virus really doesn't know geographic boundaries.
That's it for this week's edition of Oh Really. Keep sending in your questions, and we'll keep answering them.
You can record your question in the WKSU app or submit it at WKSU.org, where we also have the latest information on the coronavirus. I'm Sarah Taylor.
And I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.